What's good? This is your boy Don Christian.
And this is your boy Frog.
And this is Yada
the King.
You dig? And that's really what's good. We're here because we love to praise. Yada means praise with extended hands.
Uh-huh.
And power.
Yes, sir.
The King. And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
So that's what we do. Today we're going to get into the show. We're talking about temptation.
Temptation.
And that's a big thing. You know what I'm saying? The Bible talks about temptation a lot. And we have to go to what it, you know what I'm saying? So first of all,
what is the definition of temptation?
What is it?
What is the definition?
Ahead,
definition of temptation. I looked that up, man. The definition of temptation is as a thus. Something that seduces or has a quality to seduce.
Yeah.
Another definition is the desire to have or do something that you know you should avoid. Another one is the act of influencing by exciting hope or desire.
Yeah.
And one thing that we do know is that the word does say that we are carried away by our fleshly desires and tempted by our own desires.
And we're going to get to that scripture right now.
Yes, sir.
That's in James chapter 1. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to just, before we even get there, it's very important that we understand what temptation is and understand the role that it has in our society today. There's many things, I mean, my dude Frog, I'm pretty sure you know, there's a lot of things in life that are tempting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Women are tempting. Men are tempting to other women. You know?
Yeah.
Let's clarify. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But realistically, there's a lot of temptations. There's temptations to get money the right way, the wrong way. There's temptations. Every time you turn around, there's a temptation. Even your thought life is full of temptations. And we have, as Christians, got to know how we can defeat these temptations. You did?
Mm-hmm.
You got anything to say about that?
Man, you hit it right on the nail, man. We're going to talk about it a little bit more in the show. But before we do that, man, we got a couple of tracks, though, that we want to spin for y'all.
Yeah.
So if you guys just sit tight, man, we got a lot more conversation for you. So go ahead and sit back, let this song minister to y'all, and we'll be back in a minute, y'all.
Yeah. That's right, Cuddy, I don't bail. Let me tell you about a couple things I won't sell. My soul and family, keep the word handy. That food, drugs, everything you got in your pantry. So I'ma eat up and continue to break away. Hit the street up and tell him only he can make a way. Every sin that's a bone you gotta shake away. Hey, you make a lot of money, but my God make a dirt. So there's no competition, cause in a battle he coming right on the opposition. You can be free in the world, but ain't nothing gon' change till you get your vision right and be free in the brain. Get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose.
Sir.
We back in black, you dig? But once again, we're talking about temptation, and we're going to go to the scripture. It's in James chapter 1,
Let's start at verse 13.
All right, go ahead, E, read that.
Okay. Let no one say, and by the way, I'm reading out of the
NAS.
Actually,
start at verse 12.
Verse 12. We're reading out of the NAS. You got the NIV, homie?
I got the NIV, so we can swap.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I'm going to read out of the New King James Version.
All right, I got the NAS for you. Blessed is, this is James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust.
Okay, and the New King James Version is pretty much the same. Let's stop right there real quick. First, we got to recognize where temptation comes from. And the Bible says right there, you know what I'm saying? It got its fingers in your chest just saying, you did it. You know what I'm saying? Temptation starts with us. Our own desires. The Bible says God does not tempt us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's important to know that, because sometimes we're like, man, God just... Nah, man, the word of God, as we go on, we're going to go to the scripture that says, no temptation is too much for a man to handle. And we're going to get that scripture for you later. But it's very important to know that temptation comes from ourselves. And the way that we can defeat that, first of all, is to be in right standing with God. Am I right about it?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And we have to be in the word. The Bible says in Romans 12, chapter verse 1 and 2, it says... to the renewing of your mind. You know what I'm saying? We have to renew our mind, and it comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. The more that we're in the word of God, the more we surround ourselves with the word of God, the easier it is for temptation to be rebuked in our life, you know?
Amen. And I just want to add on to that, man. You know, and a lot of cats say, man, you know, yeah, I'm being tempted, but, you know, how do I get out of this? You know, I have no way of getting out of it, but, you know, the word says that he always will provide an escape, you know, and in Matthew 4:4, Jesus was tempted in every single way.
Every way.
Every way. There was three main ways that Jesus was tempted, and he is our example in that, and saying that, you know, we can strive, and the way he fought the devil when he was tempted was he fought him off of scripture. And our only offensive weapon that we have in the spiritual armor is the word of God, which is the sword of faith, the sword of the spirit.
Yeah, we also got prayer too.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, those are our main weapons, the word of God and prayer.
And in Hebrews 2, chapter 18, it says, for since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to aid to those who are tempted.
So that means, let's break it down. That means that Jesus was tempted just like us. He went through the same kind of things. It's not like Jesus came to earth and he didn't go through anything that we went through. You know, Corey Red said, back then, Jesus was born, and I'm sure there was prostitutes. There was prostitutes back since Abraham. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even before then, there was a lot of things that we have today. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. So temptation was still there. You know what I'm saying? To the temptation to get money. You had tax collectors robbing cats. But it said that Jesus was tempted in every way, and since he was tempted, he's able to aid us when we are tempted. Mm-hmm. We have, basically, you know, it's very important that we have a standard, and Jesus is that standard. When it comes to temptation, he showed us how to rebuke temptation with the word of God. You did?
Amen. And just to let y'all know, you guys are listening to Pastor Don Christian. If you guys are in the Seattle area... They got church going on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Emerald City.
Bible Fellowship, we share the same church with them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really what it is, man. I mean, we more than anything, we have to realize where temptation comes from and how can we defeat that temptation. And like we said, temptation, first of all, comes from ourselves, and we can defeat that with the Word of God.
Amen.
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some more tracks. We hope you're enjoying the show. If you're excited about what we're doing, you want to hear more, you want to know, you got some
email
topics.
Email us, y'all.
Yeah, hit us up at Yada, Y-A-D-A-H, D-A, King, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Yada.King at gmail.com. All right, let's go to these next tracks.
Let's spin it.
I've been waiting for a song like this, just to put a pin in my fist, to make sure that every word was right, so even Corey Ray could say that it's precise. It's like I wanna throw rice, cause my groom is on the way, which means that I'm a wife. Yeah, I'm a wife, but not of myself. I'm just a body part, which means that I'm a help me knees. This is the role of a help me. At the same time, Lord, I need you to help me. But since the groom can't see the bride before it's time, the groom left his word to keep the bride in line. And once the groom's words have been applied, we'll start fitting the dress, cause faith was exercised. And once our faith is exercised, our abs are live, God, even in crunch time. See, what crunch time is, it's when the pressure is on. So when the pressure is on, all I'm saying is we should still be ad-libbing God. Some of us can't ad-lib God, because we don't know what he's saying. Need to study the main vocal. Now how great is our God? I ask myself that every day that I rise. But when I can't open my eyes, that question will be answered, I won't be surprised. Man, I will be like blown out of my mind, cause it'll be like opening up my blinds. You know, letting the sunshine in. My body is a temple, call it the Sunshine Inn. And we don't have to wait until the end, we can celebrate now cause we already win. I can't wait until the day when we all on one accord, like when Voltron was born. One day we gon' fly to our honeymoon in the skies. And since I studied your pattern, I know when you hit our wedding band, it's around Saturn. See, everything in the earth will declare that he's Lord and he's God. Whether it be the planets or the stars or even the grass, everything declares that he's Lord. But I need to speak from my heart. Just need to be honest, man. It's really hard to be patient. I'm so ready, man. I am so anxious. Cause I wanna encounter love. Not the because of, but the in spite of. Love that knew I was a mess. It was love that still scooped me from the depths. It was love that still ordered my steps. I heard you say go right, but I purposely went left. I'm sorry. But you purposely wouldn't leave. And what that taught me was how to L-O-V-E. Man, how great are you, God? Better humble yourself or piles of dirt and die. And we got a nerve to have pride after you took the time to refurbish our lives. So many nights I cried, thinking if I was you, I wouldn't put up with time. Sing with me. I wanna hear the whole world, man. All will see. All will see, man. Even a blind person can see how great our God is. And that's awesome. Let's go. So worthy of worship. And I realize that because of your word, I worship. Valuable to me, so I cry out to you, cause you're a great God.
Age to age, he stands.
All right, we back.
Yeah.
Again.
And if you didn't know who you're listening to, this is Yada the King Radio.
Radio.
We all up in your speakers.
Don Christian and your boy Frog.
Yes, sir.
And that's how we do it over here.
Uh-huh.
All the way from the West Left Coast. But anyway, we're still talking on this West Temptation. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. Let's talk about, let's put a scenario in there, because some people don't feel like the word of God is applicable to today, you know. So let's put ourselves in a situation. Now, let's say we got Joe Blow.
Joe Blow.
All right, Joe Blow's an average Joe. He works at a job, you know what I'm saying? And let's say he works at an office job, okay? He got a wife and two kids. You know what I'm saying? Joe Blow comes to work one day. He sees Judy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's as simple as that. He sees Judy. And these are, let me just make a quick statement. These the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Amen. Okay?
So if your name is Judy or Joe, I ain't talking about you. All right? So this is fiction.
Fictional.
Non-fiction. Okay?
Scenario. No, basically. Non-fiction.
It's fiction.
It's real. This
My
is
bad.
Fiction.
Yeah, I'll fix that. This is fiction. So this means this is not a true story, but you can learn from it, okay?
Amen.
So Judy
Take
and Joe.
Take it as a parable.
Let's go. Okay, E, so what happened with Judy and Joe?
Judy and Joe. Judy takes a look at Joe.
Joe looking at Judy.
Joe already had a past history
before
he got married.
Oh, Lord.
Joe used to be a player.
He used to be a...
Joe used to have the ladies all on him.
Okay.
Joe's on the straight and narrow now.
Okay, say he's trying to maintain, but
Amen. Judy, on the other hand, sees what he got.
He got a fresh whip, you know what I'm saying? Nice kids, nice wife.
Judy also got a problem, too.
Oh, boy. I don't even think Judy saved. No, just play. Hey, look,
okay.
Check this out. So if she's not, or if she is, this is what we have to verify. You know what I'm saying? Our mind. So we say that's a scenario. Obviously, we know what kind of stuff that can lead to when you're not
especially
the word of God.
Especially if you say the wrong thing, that might sound like something to get your mind going crazy.
Yeah, like, oh, you look good today. And that's not the right thing to say sometimes.
I know. Or saying stuff that just might be inappropriate, even on accident.
Yeah. So anyways, then let's go into their minds. Their minds are starting to think. The devil uses the mind. Okay? Not only are you... The devil will throw temptations also. You know what I'm saying? He'll place things in a way to spark that temptation in your mind. The devil cannot make you do anything. He starts with everything with temptation, just like how we did with Jesus.
Matter of fact, check this out. I got a good scenario for y'all.
All right.
Okay, say you had an issue with apples.
Apples?
Like apples was just, you know, you just went bananas. You just lost all
your...
No, wait,
not bananas. We're talking about apples.
Nice one.
Yeah.
But you go crazy over apples, and you can't handle yourself. You just fall loose. You got some apples. You eating apples. Satan will not come to you with oranges to try to tempt you.
Because that's not your thing.
Because it's apples that you have a problem with. So whatever you have a problem with, Satan's going to use whatever that is against you to get you to fall.
Yeah. That's
so it's your own desires.
And this happens not only with people that are unsaved. This happens with everybody. I don't care if you Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it like he's the highest man. I mean, even the Pope gets tempted. You know, I mean, and that's something that we got to realize. Everybody is tempted. If Jesus was tempted, the number one dude, my God, you did. We out of the King Jesus. If he was tempted, what makes us think that your pastor is not being tempted?
Amen. We got all kinds of temptations floating around. You know, you got temptation, you know, to do certain things so you can make money.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I can give you a scenario. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, you could, let's say you're trying to make money and you're not doing nothing crazy illegal. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you're bootlegging CDs, right? Now, first of all, that is illegal. You know what I'm saying? Some people do it. You burning CDs and selling them $5 a pop. You know what I'm saying? If you know that thing is illegal and you keep on doing it, you have fallen victim to temptation. You know what I'm
saying?
Because
you're making bread. Cheese.
Yeah, and cheese is the thing that tempted you. Money. I can smell that money. And now you caught up on those type of things. And it's very important that you have the word of God, because there'll be situations in your life where that happens and you have to learn how to cut that off. If you know something is wrong and you continue to do it, you're going to have to cut that off. You feel me? So that's really what it is. So this is what we just talked about. You got it. We got it. All right. We're going to go to the next track. Holla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vic. Victorious music. We gon' fire. I think I'm on fire. Back again, baby. Witness, what up? I'm living, staying focused upon my mission. Keeping my pivot, drop it all, follow the spirit. I went through some trials with sin, thought I was tied to it. I broke free, God showed me that was fine-tuning. Now make fine music, I'm like I will pop. Thought I lost it all, guess what, y'all? Still hot. And I will not stop till the wheel pop. Aiming at your brain on the roof with a kill shot. I lay that old man down. I submerge you in that water. Let that old man drown. That old man found that death is his destiny. Christ the bread of life. The weak flesh ain't in the recipe. Prevail. This is something you could never sell. An eternity in bliss. He traded for the nails. Came in the flesh, proving love never fails. That's the reason why. When you see me, you can tell I'm on fire.
I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire.
Don't honor me, cause of how I spit it. Impress critics, tell stories vivid. Honor him, cause of how I live it. It's life, we keep it real, never counterfeited. Don't get it twisted, stay true, cause sin is acidic. Burning your skin, fall prey, and burning your sin. You fell away, that's okay, just learn him again. Take every loss in your life, turn them to wins. We usher them in, they'll see what it's worth in the end. Stay on your feet. Outreach, these raps and these beats is half of the story. Real workers are out in the street, out in the deep, in the oceans with corals and reefs. Learning to seek all the souls and spiritual seek. O-R-R-U-P-T, I-O-N, doors open, brand you go in with no sin. Same won't win, homie, we chosen, made for the streets that's golden. That's why I'm on fire.
I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire.
I don't worry about it, victory is the next guy. I stay digging for the truth like I'm CSI. Money can't D-E-F-I-N-E. A cool young brother from the shy like me. I got too much to do, it's too much to lose. My future's on the line, gotta monitor my moves. Spitting art from the body, call these rhymes tattoos. The media controlling our minds through bad news. Who with me? I'm dipping like a S550 with the tires on fire, leaving smoke through the city. The flow's so pretty, the grind so gritty. I penetrate the lane with a cross like Bibby. It's time out for halfway, dark on the last day. They wanna put my flame out like an ashtray. I'd rather blaze with my focus on that better day. Fan in the flame, steady moving like a getaway. Fire!
I think I'm on fire. 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 I think I'm on fire.
King.
My boy Frog. Right now we got our man Willie Will from the town. You know what I'm saying? He from Everett. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we still put him on the town. You dig?
Yes, sir.
So that's what's up. Hey, Will, man. First of all, We got a few questions, man. We know the new album's finna drop.
No doubt.
What's the name of it? What's going on with that?
Man, it's called Rhyme and Reason, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it really hit me when I was reading in the scriptures one day, man. How the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, it says, always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. You know what I mean? So, this album is for all those who don't know, you know what I mean, the reason for the hope. You know what I mean? I'm giving the rhyme and I'm giving the reason, you know what I mean, for the hope that's in me. You know what I mean?
What's up?
Yes.
How many tracks on there? I know my dude keeps the albums full.
Oh, man. I got to, man. I think we got 22 tracks on this joint,
22.
Man. Yeah, like 79 and a half minutes. Nice. You know what I mean?
What kind of features you got on this?
Let me see, man. I got, to me, it's the best of holy hip-hop. You know what I mean? I got my man R. Swift. I got my man Jay Johnson, Young Joshua, all reppin' Philly. Muse One, reppin' Philly. Got my man K-Drama, you know what I mean? Braille, man. Theory has it, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, they laced me, man. This joint is laced, man, with some heavy hitters in the gospel, man. And I appreciate, you know what I mean, everybody that contributed to this album, man. You know what I mean?
All right, man. As far as producers, who's on this joint?
Man, this is the first time that I got this many producers on one album. You know, a lot of albums I've done is either been one whole producer or maybe two or three. But this time I got like 7 or 8 different producers, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of them from the town, you know. Town meaning Seattle. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 206. Y'all know who we do. Got my man Marcus D, who's from out here. My man Cass Finale. You know what I'm saying? Scorp Diesel from the ATL.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got? Cashmere from Denver. You know what I mean? Who else we got? Man, you know, if I forgot your name off the top, you know what I mean? Charge it to my head, not to my heart, man. We got some heaters on it.
It'll still be in the credits, though.
So. It'll definitely be in the credits, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I have a question.
All right.
Now, to me, and I know I always mess around with you about this.
Yeah.
What number album is this? Technically, I mean, because you come out with an album like every 3 months.
Come on,
like,
man.
Literally, like, you, like, man, I know I'd be clowning with you. You poop them out like with nothing, like, for real.
I mean, I'm going to just say something.
And they're fire, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how somebody can produce so many fiery tracks, man, that much.
Man, I've been doing the solo thing for about 10 years now, you know what I'm saying? So, this is my 7th solo album. You know what I mean? My first one was in 2000. Then took a hiatus. I was going through a lot. You know what I mean? And my pops passed. My younger brothers got sent to the pen. You know what I mean? And was going through a lot personally, trying to struggle to become a man, and especially a man of God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So next one didn't come out till the end of 03. You know what I'm saying? I took 3.5 years. You know what I'm saying? To really cultivate the next one, which was called Premeditated Worder. The first one was called The Rhythm and Wisdom System. I was a young dude, you know what I mean? Then came Premeditated Worder. Then went through some more stuff, you know what I mean? So the next one was called Front Street. And God was really dealing with me. And what's so crazy is when God is dealing with us, usually we're behind the scenes, we're in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? But God just had me put all my stuff on Front Street.
Yeah.
So, like, the audience knew what I was going through. Not only that, but, you know what I'm saying, being transparent, he used it, you know what I mean, to minister to so many other people. So, you know, I was like, God, if that's how you want to use me, then use me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that was my 3rd album. Then my 4th came in 06, you know what I'm saying? It was called America's Most Needed.
The hot one. My favorite. Yes.
Thanks, man, you know what I mean? And that's when God really just began to elevate me, man, and elevate the ministry that he gave me.
Yeah.
And that album scored me a deal, you know what I'm saying, with Beatmart / Sony BMG, you know what I'm saying? So I did my 5th album called Reflection, which is in stores everywhere, you know what I mean? Online or whatever, you know what I mean? That was my 5th album. The label went down. I went back to the independent thing, and I was glad because I signed a 7-album deal. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to. I felt like the label kind of switched my sound up
never
a little
do
bit.
Never that again.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
I just want to make a quick announcement. Never do a deal longer than
one and a half hours. That was definitely a learning experience for me, though. You know what I'm saying? And God really taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So then, you know, fresh off the label, you know, back in the independent game, I did my sixth album, God's Will. You know what I mean? Came out last year, and now
banger.
You know what I mean?
You won an award for that album, right?
I did. I actually got best album for 2008 in the ITM Awards, and then also got best album for America's Most Needed.
Yeah, this guy won a couple albums. Oh, I mean, a couple awards. I mean, in 2007, you won like six?
No, that was in 2006. I won six awards.
Yeah.
2007, I won four. In 2008, I won two. It's, so probably this year, I win one. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Yeah, well, so, you know.
Yeah.
But God's been blessing me, man.
Now, you say you've been solo for about 10 years now.
Right.
What happened? What was before that? Now, I heard there, we never spoke personally about this, but
right.
I heard you were a part of a group called the Heavenly Boys. What was that all about?
Heavenly Boys, Jig Brother. Like, we'll go back.
Yeah, we go way back, man. Okay.
I remember them doing the Shaq song. What was that song? Way back in the day. Can we rock?
No. It was called, our version was called Does It Stop?
So
we were like, does it stop? Nah, because the Heavenly Boys rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was early 90s, man. You know what I mean? But back in the day.
I was there when they did one of the first performances, man.
That's crazy, man.
At Word of Life Church when it was
way back, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Me and my four brothers had a group called Pop Heavenly and the Heavenly Boys. It was along with my pops, man. We was on some, you know, Jackson 5 / Temptations. And it was crazy because we was like dressed to a T, but we was rappers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, it didn't vibe, you know what I mean? But I mean, it was cool. We did that from like from 1990 to 2000. So, you know what I'm saying? From when I was about like 11 to 21, wow. I was in that group. Yeah. And that really taught us a lot, you know what I mean? Gave us a passion for the music, so after the group was done, you know what I mean, wanted to continue on, you know what I'm saying? So that was the foundation, you know what I'm saying? Me and the whole group, the Heavenly Boys, plus my two cousins, you know, we developed a group called Ace Dynasty, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
And that was like a Wu-Tang type joint where we was just all just wild, had our own personalities, our own character, you know what I mean? And so,
and talent running the family. Like, for y'all that don't know, he still got Jazz around.
Right, Jazz Digger, my older brother.
Yeah, and he's like the, what is he? He the Michael Jackson of the group. Minus all the drama.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about minus, the vocalist.
Minus hanging kids over the balcony and the, you know what I mean?
And the glitter gloves.
Let's not be Mike like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, we love you.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely. Come back, Mike. Come back. Anyway, yeah, that's what that is.
More importantly, come back to Christ.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
What about the Jig Brothers, man? Tell them about that.
Oh, and what Jig Brothers was after the Heavenly Boys kind of split, you know, my three younger brothers decided to pursue other things like, you know, basketball and, you know, certain other things they was into. Well, me and my older brother, Jazz Digger, you know, we was really had a passion for this music, man. So, we developed, you know, a little duo, you know. It was called Jig Brothers, man. You know what I mean? And it was just me and him, we had a different type of sound. You know, how many duos do you see anymore? Especially when one is a singer and one's a rapper.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? This is Jazz and you?
Yeah, okay, this was back in 2001 after I dropped my first solo joint. You know what I'm saying? We did the Jig Brothers album.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had both of them.
Yeah. And you know what? God really blessed us with that one because it was on another, heading in another direction as far as, you know, content and all that. We was doing a lot of school assemblies and colleges, just going to schools talking about, a lot of our content was about unity and diversity, racial diversity, and you know what I mean, and you know, we'd be hired for Black History Month and, you know, Dr. King Day and all that good stuff. But it was another stream of income for us. We was doing real good. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But but the passion was in our solo projects. So we just, you know, we just took time after the Jig B's joint to really pursue what was on our hearts on a solo mission, you know what I mean?
All right, so what we're going to do real quick, man, Will, we're going to run into one of the tracks of your album.
All right.
What album do you want to take it from? What song do you want?
I mean, we got let you
seven
pick.
Albums.
Wow, yo.
What's one of your, let's go with a classic. What's one of the classic songs?
You might think I'm weird.
Come on. One of the classics, you know what I'm saying? It was really one of the joints that really put me on the map. You know, nationally and locally, okay. You know what I'm saying, was from Premeditated Word. It was a joint called A to Z, you know what I'm saying, and
I remember that.
Yeah, name. that one was, you know, it got played on the top 40 secular station here in Seattle.
Wow.
You know what I mean, Cube 93. It got a lot of spins on there, and then you know, it was a good crossover joint. It was for the Christian. I mean, the content is completely Christian, but you know, secular cats really jumped on it just because of the, you know, musically, the concept of the song, you know what I mean? How I went through the whole alphabet, you know what I mean? And they loved it, man. So, you know, that was pretty much the Willie Will jump off, you know what I mean?
So we're going to run into the A to Z, ABC.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Hey, adjust your attention to the ace above all angels. Accurate, more than adequate, acting the action that Adam did. Banging on busters like basketballs, banking, breaking the backboard. Bamboozle, BLs, or ball, black bacteria from a bad cold engine. Let's catch it, committed to commemorate the crucifixion. At the cross, cause the communities to come to Christ who caught the cause of them. Dealing with danger, definitely distracts your destiny day after day. Defending your decibel level, descending with the devil to the cave. Demons epitomize, or is even equal to evil. Envy easily enters, entangles, and entices entire entities. Friends and foes, falsehoods, fallible fallacy, time for falling, feeling like fake of identical facades for fear of facing the battle. This father freaking filthy. God's girls, gather gas, guns, and gallons of game. God's gonna grab the good ones, get going, and get them in the gates. Gotcha. Hate, horror, hexes in hell, horribly hit hand in hand with heathens. Hotter from heaven has your head hot and cold to get my feeling high.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, N, Y, and Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, N, Y, and Z.
Inhaling endo, you idolize ideologies illogical, ignorant of individual identities imparted by the inexhaustible. So jump jack or jet, I'm jamming for Jesus from Jersey to Jerusalem. Just ask Jazz, Digger J Black or Jig Brothers, you got two, son. Kicking kinetics concerning the king like karate from Kansas, Cali to Kentucky, the Cackalack, killing Korans and Krishnas like Kenny Mac. Learn to love the Lamb of God and learn to love life. Living lavish, lack a little on the Lord's lyrical lexicon to magnify the Most High and mimic the magnificent, makes an amazing manifestation. Walking this matrix. Not nearly as nasty as Nebuchadnezzar on his knees. Never negatively navigating my niggas in need. Only the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient is the omega. Getting open like oysters, omit the ominous. It's over like Xavier Vega. Preparing for the presence of the Prince of Peace. So I pack on my pistol, paper, panicking, pondering, pandemonium, popping like pimples and pistols.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, N, Y, and Z. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, N, Y, and Z.
By a quest of quibbling, quite quickly quench quantities of questions equipping kings and queens with quasar qualities. Realer than real, read the rip rhymes, rubbing the rock of ages, raising ruckus in the rap realm of reality, got the reparation. Sorry, Satan, I'm filled with salt, saved and sanctified with salvation. So sit silent for the sun serves and slaps with that super thing and sensation. Take a talk and talent to the top and turn it to teaching tactics, tossing tarot, tatted by truth and tainted by tantalic acid. The usage of unification is usually unique like unicorns, but Jesus Christ is unity and universality in uniform. Very voracious with verbals, vacate the valley of vanity. Versus his vessel, veering in a vertical vicinity. Willie Will's a warrior, waiting to wax the worries of this world. Wearing weapons to whip the weak-minded, weeping cause time is winding. Extra expeditiously, extenuating, extinguishing, exterminate. Explicit exhibitions to extravagant extremities. Yeah, yeah, y'all gonna yield to the yellow Yahweh, yes. Zealous for zeals, off the zodiac, zooming through Zechariah. Zombies, if the benzina, zoology, but I'm in the zone of Zion.
Now I know my ABC, let's go.
girl, sing with me. Now I know my ABC.
All right, we back with Willie Will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, Willie, man, I got a few questions too, man.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? One is, you know what I'm saying, your testimony, man. Just kind of quickly go through your testimony. We want people to be able to relate with you. That's really what we are here.
No doubt, man. I know a lot of cats can relate to my testimony, man, because, you know, like a lot of dudes, you know, I came up in the church, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of them situations to where we were just going to church, didn't know what it meant, it wasn't in our heart, you know what I mean? But my mom's was a church cat, Pops was a church dude, you know what I mean? But, you know, we saw a lot of hypocrisy in the home because moms was for real and pops was playing the role, you know what I mean? And we got a lot of cats in the church like that. Let's be real, you know what I mean?
So,
you know, cats that don't take it home with them, you know what I mean? So, you know, we saw a lot of hypocrisy, so, you know what I mean? We was just going to church because we had to, but once we got old enough to make our own decisions and we didn't have to go, we didn't go. Mm. You know what I mean? Straight away from God, start running the streets, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We was in Camden, New Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Acting wild. We were some wild dudes, man. I don't even, you know, the Bible says, you know, don't even mention some of the things that unbelievers do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that shameful, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But as a teenager, I was one of them knuckleheads that you wanted to beat up. You know what I mean? That you wish would have got locked up, need to be smacked up or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just getting into stuff. I was mischievous, man.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you that there was no actual point that changed me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just that God started dealing with my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start showing me
little.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It was a gradual thing. He was showing me how, you know, who the person I was at the time wasn't the person that he created me to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He started showing me that he had a larger purpose for my life. You know what I mean? A destiny. And now it was time to get on the road to destiny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So God just really started to change my heart, change my mind about the things I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Everything I called fun at one time just stopped being fun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Being high wasn't fun. Being drunk wasn't fun anymore. You know what I mean? And he just started to change my life around like that, like slowly pulling me out of it.
Mm.
I didn't ask to get out, but you know what I mean? He had the plan for my life. You know what I mean? So he started to exact his plan. You know what I'm saying? And slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying, I said, you know what, I don't want this life anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I decided to be real about God, and I wanted to really live out the gospel. But the problem is, when God saves you, you know what I'm saying, now he's taking you out of sin, but there's still a lot of sin in you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I made a decision to live for God, but I still had a lot of habits and a lot of mess I was into that was in me, you know what I mean? And it was hard to get out, you know what I mean? So God began the process to, you know, clean me up and take the junk out of me, man. And, you know, I mean, we still going through that process, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the thing is, the longer you walk with God, the more you seek his face, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, the closer you'll get to him, you know what I mean? The Bible says that you know, if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you, you know what I mean? And all the mess begins to fall off, you know what I'm saying? Because sin can exist in his presence, you know
that's
what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, that's where we at, man, you know what I mean? That's the testimony, fam.
Okay, and not only that, let's talk about your involvement in the church. Now, I came through the Will one time, and he was preaching, you know what I'm saying? Will was preaching.
What?
He said, you know what I'm saying, tell him you got a preaching lineage.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? My grandfather is an assistant pastor. My great grandfather was a pastor.
Yeah.
It skipped my, you know, my parental generation. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I pretty much answered the call, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I felt God was really, you know, just getting me to go in that lane as far as preaching the word, you know what I'm saying? And none of my brothers, my cousins, my friends, you know, are really in that. But man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I really felt God tugging on my heart, like, yo, this is what what you're here to do. This is why I made you. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, we gonna cut to the break real quick.
All right.
How relates to faith, baby?
Scripture is coming out of Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So right there is just letting us know to be anxious about nothing, but in everything, if we present our request to God and begin to pray and seek His face, He will give us direction and He will show us the way. All right? Yada da King.
Yo, this your boy Servant from Jesus and Fed of Gangs, Genuine Life Records. You know how we do it. Just want to give a shout out to your boy Frog and Don Christian on the Yada da King radio show. That's what it is, man. We Yada da King. And His name is Jesus. Life.
All right, y'all, we back, man. This is Yada Da King.
With Willie Will.
Yeah. We got him up in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Will, we got a couple more questions for you, bro.
Yeah, let's get it, man.
I got this question for you, bro. All
right.
What is the greatest testimony that you've gotten so far from your music? Like somebody that somebody's given you from listening to your music?
Man. A few years ago when I released Front Street, it was my most vulnerable album because, you know, the way hip-hop is, you know, hip-hop is real braggadocious and it's saying, you know, how you good and great and all this, you know what I'm saying? But gospel rappers, man, what we do is we promote Christ, you know what I'm saying? So that leaves us in the same boat as everybody else, you know what I mean? Because in reality, I mean, we're... As men, as humans, we're frail, you know what I mean? And with that album, I just put my frailties out there, you know what I mean? My vulnerabilities, man, and let everybody see, you know, who I was off the stage. No glitz and glam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing major, you know what I'm saying?
Just,
exactly, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's easy to hear somebody's music and be like, oh, man, you know, they're a strong Christian. They're a mature Christian. You know what I mean? But I was really putting it out there, everything I was struggling with and going through.
Yeah.
And I said, God, I don't know why you got me doing this.
Mm.
But later, after the album was released, you know what I'm saying? I had a young man come up to me, man, and tell me, you know, he had tears in his eyes, man. He was just like, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for this album. Thank you for, you know, saying things that people wouldn't say, man. Because, wow. You know, I've been molested.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I've been, you know, sexually violated, and you know I didn't know how to deal with it. I still don't know how to deal with it. But hearing you gives me hope that I can get through this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can get past this. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'm not saying nothing like that in my in the songs or anything, because I haven't been, you know, molested or anything.
Yeah.
But I did talk about, you know, a lot of strongholds that I had to face, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature, you know what I mean? The just, you know, coming up, the things that I saw and the things that I did, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's not pretty, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, dude heard it, he was like, man, this is the most powerful thing I've ever heard in music, you know what I mean?
Praise God,
and the thing is, there's such a difference between, you know, when you just rapping and when you rapping for Christ. When you rapping, somebody might say, hey man, you dope, man, or man, you really hot. But when you give God your talent, you know what I'm saying, and let Him use you and really let Him give you the material or give you the rhymes, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna touch people. When you really do that, then the compliments change from you dope and you hot to you really changed my life.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and think about which one holds a greater worth to God. You know what I mean? Which one holds eternal value? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, I mean, from that moment on, you know what I mean? Like, my whole thing was, oh, I just want to touch people, man. Like, this is all about the people. It's not about the money. It's not about the fame. There's a line that I did on my new album, on a song called What You See. I said, man, if I was out for money, I wouldn't be doing gospel. Yeah. If I was out for money, I would make my music hostile. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Because on the rail, that's what sells. Yeah. This is what God don't sell. Yeah. You know what I mean? Living a righteous life, that doesn't sell records. You know what I mean? So it's like, understand, this is not for the fame. It's not for the fortune. This is to see souls saved, lives changed. Praise, you know God. What I mean? So yeah, that's what it is, yo.
I can definitely see this guy in the back of the pulpit now.
Come on, man. Hey, if you see me in the pulpit, you'll see me with no long robe or nothing. You know what I mean? I keep it gully, fam.
You still got the Timbs on. He's got the three piece in his Timbs.
Come on, man. You know what I mean?
Let's go to another question, man. What about clubs or churches? Where do you fit in as far as clubs and churches performing? You know what I'm saying? I know you personally, but let the people know.
Yeah. On the rail, I mean, I really feel that, you know, God has called me to outreach. You know what I'm saying? God has called me to the secular venues, the clubs, the streets. You know what I'm saying? God has called me, I mean, because of the fact that I live the life that they're living, you know what I'm saying? And I'm living proof of his grace. I'm living proof that God can take a street dude, you know what I mean? Someone who's doing all the wild things, you know what I mean?
What?
And just completely change that cat's life, you know what I mean? 180 degrees. I'm living proof. And see, the thing is, I'm very testimonial in my music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I talk about where God brought me from and the things I did. Some things the church don't like me saying in my music, you know what I mean? But I can't help that. I gotta spit it like God give it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's all it is, man. I mean, I'll do any church that allows me to come in and minister there, you know what I mean? There's some churches that are all for it, but there's some that don't accept it. And those that don't accept it, it's not for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's key right there, man, that he said that God has called him to that. I mean, this is, I think Christian hip-hop a lot of times, holy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, they get caught up on everybody has to go to the church.
Yeah.
Or everybody got to go to the club. And if everybody doesn't do that, they got a problem with it.
Exactly.
But it starts with your calling. You know what I'm saying? God,
that's what it is.
May have called me to just go to churches.
Yeah.
He's called Will to go to the streets.
Real talk. I mean, think about it, yo. Uh-huh. I mean, if you look in the scripture, you know what I'm saying? After the ascension of Christ, you know what I'm saying? And then the Bible says that the Jews are, you know what I mean, or the disciples were not to leave the Jews. He said, preach only in Jerusalem.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But then when Paul came,
he
said, look, yeah, he went straight to the Gentiles.
He went to the Jews, man.
Yeah. Hey, on the real though, you know what I'm saying? He went to the people who didn't know God.
Right.
While Peter, you know what I mean, and John and them was not allowed to go to people who didn't know God.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is, they had, I mean, neither one of them's calling was greater than another.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
And they had the mutual mission to reach souls for Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they had different venues and different audiences to reach. You know
Get
what I mean?
That, man.
So exactly,
sure.
we shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like the people who rhyme to edify the body, they shouldn't look down on the people who's rhyming in clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The people in the clubs shouldn't look at the people who's rhyming in church and say, y'all need to be out here with us. Nah, man. God called
Christ
every person.
Is glorified.
Exactly.
I mean,
and it's wherever.
There's still some gray areas where cats go to the clubs and they ain't said nothing about God.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
no. That's a whole other thing. We ain't even
It's
wherever the Lord has called you to be, that's where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
That's 1 Corinthians 7, fam.
Yeah.
Like, he says, wherever God has called you or 7, wherever 20. Wherever you were when God has called you, don't leave that place. You know what I mean? He just wants to have control of you in that place.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
And there might be time where you have to, you might have to come out of it for a while.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Where God matures you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I mean, if you just
God equips
you. Doing crack last night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you get saved, don't go back to the crack.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk.
God
man.
Tells you to do that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I got another question for you, Will.
All right.
And it's a pretty controversial question right
Let's
now
get
over
it.
The airwaves.
Christian hip hop, they ain't gonna like this.
They're not gonna like this.
Let's get
what
it.
What is your take
on collabs with secular artists.
Ooh,
like good okay one. for a good.
I know he did some collabs though. That's why I asked
it. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you hear the buzz out there with the Mary Mary and the David Banner, you know,
right,
collab,
right.
And then even the video, you know, what I'm saying with
Kanye,
and the Kanye and them cats in there, you know, and then other cats collabing with select secular cats, you know. What's your take on that, and how do you feel on that, and where's your opinion in that? Remember, it's all opinion.
Yeah, this is just my opinion. Some people might not like me for it, but it's my opinion. That's why it's mine. Look, I feel like this. It's just like, you know, performing in a club, really.
Yeah.
It's like, look, if I can still be me in the midst of a secular artist or on a track, if I can be who I am and let the God in me shine, it doesn't matter where I am, it doesn't matter who's on my track. But understand that, I mean, I've done songs with secular artists, you know, locally. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the thing is, it's like, if I'm on the track, you ain't gonna be cussing on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I do draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't going to be cussing on the track. And I am going to be talking about what I talk about.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if you as a secular artist invited me to your track, you already know what I'm about, first of all.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you're accepting the gospel, you know what I mean, on your project.
Good
you know what I'm
stuff.
Saying? So, I mean, the thing is, it's like, why would I say, no, I'm not going to bring the gospel to your project? No, you know what I mean? That's ridiculous. No, I mean, if you are open to the gospel, being on your project, I'm going to bring the gospel.
That's
you know what I mean?
Now, and, let me ask you this. I know you've done some collabs with some secular artists, man.
Yeah.
What, even over the years, how has the relationship built? How do you see your life impacting them?
Man, there are people who... first of all, who has given their life to Christ through my accepting them
wow.
as they are. You know
see,
what I mean?
See, that's a big thing.
Yes, yes.
That's big. Hey, look. He don't even got to talk no more.
I know.
Case closed.
Case closed.
Real talk, man. Because the fact is, you know what I'm saying? Jesus says that the world will know that we are his disciples by the love that we show, not by, you know, going saying, hey, well, if you're not a Christian, I can't mess with you. If you don't believe that Jesus, you know, died and rose on the third day, you know what I'm saying? That's not what the Bible says. All we are called to do is to love them. You know what I mean? And by our love, the world will know that we are his disciples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's still, don't get it twisted, it's still no compromise.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no compromise at all. But understand, you know what I mean? Jesus' ministry. Jesus was harsh towards the scribes and the Pharisees, the people that knew God,
right.
The religious leaders. He was harsh towards them, but loving towards the people who did not have a relationship with him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why? To win them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the only way we can win them if we go, you know what I'm saying? Go, first of all, we have to talk to them. You know what I mean? We can't act like we're too good for them or that we're better than them. We have to relate with them and come on their level. You know what I'm saying? And like Paul said, he said, I become all things to all people that I might win
some.
I ain't going to win everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I am going to win some people. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So, I mean, that's my take on it, man. I mean, I'll continue to do, you know, songs with secular artists. I'll never change my content. I'll never compromise the Christ in me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I know that through my lyrics and through my living that I can be a witness, you know what I mean, to who Christ is, and they will see that.
Amen.
You know what
All
I mean?
Right, we're going to run to another song, Will. What song is that you want to run to, man?
Man, let's go with something off Most Needed, man. Let's get y'all like the question joint? Y'all want to do the mad questions?
Yeah, let's do
and
the mad questions.
This is my favorite song in the world.
Hey, yeah, questions, mad questions, yo.
Hey, the first two bars just killed it.
So let's go to this mad question song by Willie Will off the album.
Yeah.
America's Most Needed.
Let's get it.
Y'all listening to Yada the King. You dig.
Yo, What if the one and only God in the flesh was shot with a tech? Will we be wearing diamond guns instead of a cross on our neck? What if it was white men that destroyed the Twin Towers? Will we then shower the white race with the same treatment we gave Arabians? Or would it be since whites are in the majority in authority? We blame the one man, but save the hate for the minority. What if black people didn't spend all their money on trying to look good? Will we still be the predominant race in every ghetto and hood? And what if hip-hop didn't reject God, a disrespect God? Will we still have as many black men in prison making collect cards? What if every father stayed in a house, raising a child, making them out to be respectful with the streets? Still be crazy and wild. Slavery never took place and we stayed in Africa, lacking luxury that we now have. Would we be happy? What if sin didn't exist? Would people still enjoy themselves? What if sin didn't exist? Would people still destroy themselves?
Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
What if the solar system broke its rhythm? People of the earth, they didn't know what hit them. God did it just to show his wisdom. What if crime affected your credit? Would there be less criminals or would there be more people being indebted? What if sex didn't feel good? Would there be pornography? You watch it cause it feels good? That doesn't make sense, I'm speaking logically. What if love for one another improved the economy? Would there be a high percentage of poverty? What if the Confederacy would've won the Civil War? What if my little brother didn't have a bat when he went to hit that ball? What if demons disguised themselves as certain mental diseases? Well, they did, so why did we look to medicine instead of Jesus? What if Jesus returned at a time totally unexpected and you wasn't ready? What if he asked, why should I let you into heaven? What if you could gain the whole world but lose your soul? Beautiful women, money, clothes until the funeral. Some questions have answers that's hidden behind the door. Some questions don't have answers because the choice. Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
Yeah, mad questions.
That joint, man, I'm telling you, bro, it does get you thinking, but it still is like, that's one of my favorite joints, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Glad to hear that.
So we back at Yada Da King, man. We got a few more questions for Willie Will. Hey, you got a question for him, man?
Will.
Yeah.
You being an artist, a gospel artist, we were talking about this earlier, me and Mr. Christian. We're talking about temptation, man.
Mm.
What are the temptations that you face on a daily basis, a weekly basis, you know, being not just a minister of the gospel, you know, but just as a husband, a father, you know.
Yeah.
What are the temptations, you know what I'm saying?
You better believe it, man. It's temptations all day, every day, you know what I mean? When people see that you are different from other, when women see that you are different from the most of the men that they know, oh, it's all bad. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
to them it's on a cracking.
Yeah, really, like, you know, they without knowing you or who you are, they fall in love with the character or just the fact that, you know, you're unique in the sense that, you know, you don't operate the same way a lot of men that they're used to dealing with operate, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And that makes them want to get closer to you, and that makes them want to, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I mean, I'm still a man, so when my ego is stroked, you know what I mean? It feels good, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, really, you feel that way? Well, thank you.
I think you're telling the truth.
You know what I mean? Like,
hey,
I mean, let's be real here, you know what I mean? Come on, who don't like compliments? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
who don't like...
And that's what we was talking about earlier, how, you know what I'm saying, it comes from your inside, the temptation.
Yeah.
A lot of times, people think, oh, man, God is putting this in me my way, or the devil's doing it.
Well,
the Bible says in James that temptation starts with your heart.
Yeah, it says, you know what I'm saying? When each man is dragged away and enticed by his own evil desires,
bang,
you know what I mean?
Bang.
Meaning that I'm only, okay, first of all, there's certain things that I don't do, meaning, you know what I'm saying, I don't gamble, so if, you know what I'm saying, if you tell me about, you know, oh, do you want to, you know, play this game or whatever, like, that's not tempting to me, you know what I mean? If I'm not a drinker, then I'm not going to be tempted to drink because that's not a desire that's in me.
This is really confident.
You know what I mean? But there are some desires that are in me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know, I know how to admire a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? I love my wife. Come on now. You know what I mean? I love my wife. But, you know what I'm saying? Me and my wife have a mutual understanding. And the understanding is, okay, just because we got married, I know that I'm not the only good-looking man on this planet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Just because we got married, you know that
let's
you...
Let's keep that clear. Yeah. Just because you married, don't mean everybody else turned ugly.
Yeah, if it don't happen like that. Nah. I know, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like that, oh, I don't notice anybody. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And I do too. I notice when somebody's pretty mm-hmm. and when they're not, you know.
But we do try not to.
Oh, look, we could try, but we live in flesh. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is what Paul says. He says, I find this law at work within my members. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Mm. Like, he's all the time, he's there. Mm. Evil is there, knocking on your mind like, hey, you know, just making suggestions. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, evil will say, hey, why don't you ask her if she wants to, you know, have lunch? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or why don't you... You know,
it sounds pissed at that
exactly.
First.
You know what I mean? So,
lunch?
Yeah.
How about church?
Hey, on a day to day basis, man, there's temptations. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
so
obviously.
How would you say, you know what I'm saying, with the temptations?
Yeah.
How do you, as a man, not even as a hip hop artist,
yeah,
as a man of God, defend yourself against these temptations?
Oh, man.
What are some things you'll do to stay out of those situations?
Man, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You have to have your mind made up about what you will and won't do before you get in a situation. Because if your mind's not made up, then when you get in a situation, then you'll waver and most likely you'll fall to the temptation.
So, you know what I mean? This is what I say too, man. This is even with husbands and wives.
Yeah.
If you get married knowing that divorce is not an option. Not
yeah,
an option,
definitely.
Then you're not going to get divorced.
Exactly.
He said, prep your mind.
Yeah.
The Bible say prep your mind. It says renew your mind.
Yeah.
So you need to have your stuff ready.
Yeah.
What else?
You got to be, you know, on the last album, I had a song called Stay Ready. I stay ready because of the fact, know that temptations is coming. Mm. You got to know that. You got to know that spiritual attacks are definitely coming.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, let no man think he stand lest he fall. Meaning as soon as you think you're strong enough to deal with a situation, that's when you're not and you've lost the battle. You know what I mean? As soon as I start thinking to myself, you know what? I'm a man of God. You know what I mean? I can handle this situation.
Yeah.
When I start thinking that, then that's when I messed up and I lost the battle. You know what I mean? Because the enemy has deceived me thinking that I have this false sense of spiritual security, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I can go into a bad situation and withstand whatever, you know what I mean? The enemy ain't dumb, you know what I mean? The Bible says that, it says, be wise as a serpent.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy's the serpent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's wise, man. He knows how to get us, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I never, you know, downplay him, his intelligence, and say, oh, well, I can outsmart the enemy. Nah, I go into every situation saying, you know what, I'm not strong enough. You know what I mean? So that keeps me grounded. That keeps me saying, you know what, I don't need to be here. You know what I mean?
And the Bible says when we are weak, God makes us strong.
Exactly.
So our strength, it relies in Jesus.
Exactly. You know? That's, I mean, when we place our strength in ourselves, that's when we fall. You know what I mean? But as soon as we say, Lord, I'm not strong enough, I need you, you know what I mean? Then that's when God's going to tell us to do the wise thing You know what I mean? It's not just a spirit thing. He's going to put some practicality to it, some application. He's going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to be strong for you, so you don't need to be here. You need to get in your car and leave. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't need to be in this room. You need to walk away. She's talking to you. You need to walk away from her. You need to cut this conversation short. You don't need to call that person. You know what I mean?
Exit stage left.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got to be like Joseph, man. Run. Yeah. You know what I mean? Run, away. Son. Yeah.
Screaming if you need to.
Exactly. Leave your coat if you need to. You know what I mean?
And your J's. It is, man. Your bootleg J's.
Word up.
All right, check this out, man. We wanna just talk about this album that's coming out.
Like, yes, sir.
Rhyme and Reason.
Yes, sir.
What is the distinction or the difference between the other albums and this album?
Man, this, first of all, the content, you know what I mean, is... Man, there's so much of a distinction because, first of all, the content is, how can I say it? It's more straight to the point. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying things that I feel that the church is scared to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of us, we have lost our balance when it comes to evangelizing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's good that we preach love. That's what Christ is all about. But let us not forget, as the body, that Christ is holy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that there is a righteous standard for his people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a few songs on there where, you know, it's not for the non-Christians. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's for the body saying, okay, you're saved. Okay, why are you acting like this? I understand why they're acting like this. But why are you acting like this when you claim to know God and to be his child? You know what I mean? Why are you defying his word like this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know that there's other songs where, you know, that are something that a non-believer can feel, and they can feel the love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think there's a balance between, I won't call it judgment, but instruction or correction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or discipline.
Bible, first of all, you know what I'm saying? The Bible does say that the scripture is useful for correcting, rebuking,
definitely,
and training, in 2 Timothy 3:16.
Yes, sir, it is.
And that's very important that we know that.
Yes, sir.
That, I mean, we are the Bible, everybody says, don't judge me. But the Bible says a righteous man judges all things.
Yes, that's what it says. Yeah.
And that does not mean we condemn people to hell.
No.
That is talking about what we're dealing with at the time. Yeah. We judge. We can tell the spirit of discernment is given, placed into us. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding and knowledge.
Yeah.
All these things come from God.
Definitely.
So when it comes to judgment.
Yeah.
Not condemning somebody to hell, but judgment.
Yeah.
When say, hey, I don't think that's right. Yeah. That's a judgment.
But you know what? It's not only that. But a lot of people misjudge judgment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They say, hey, you're judging me. When no, I'm not judging you. I'm inspecting your fruit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And what's Young Josh got a line on the album. What'd he say about judgment?
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, people say... What'd he say? He said, people say only God can judge me. Well, it's almost here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, only God can judge you. But, man, that day is coming rapidly upon us. You know what I mean?
And one thing I always tell people, man, it's better for me to help you now.
Definitely.
Than when God say, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And then you're gone.
Yeah. And you know what? On the real, it's like, if I didn't say nothing, you know what I mean? And you didn't know. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Then God's mad at me, and you're going to be looking at me like, why didn't you tell me? You know what I mean? If you knew, why you didn't tell me? No, the Bible says no discipline is comfortable at the time, at the present time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's painful. But, you know what I mean? Through that discipline, we are to reap a harvest of righteousness. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to share in the inheritance, you know what I mean, that's laid up for us, man. So, I mean, this album, You'll hear a more mature Willie Will as far as my walk goes.
Yeah.
And
that should be like...
Yeah, that. Exactly.
Hey, that's what I want to say, man. I can't stand it when Christian rappers sound the same after being saved
yeah.
for 7 years.
Real talk, man. I mean, the thing is, from my early albums, you'll hear the difference, man.
Yeah.
You'll hear me doing a lot of battle rapping, and you know what I mean? I'm just trying to be tight, man. I'm just trying to be filthy, trying to think of some ill rhymes or whatever. You know what I mean? And as time goes along in my music, you know what I'm saying? You'll hear the difference spiritually, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
growth.
Yeah. And another difference or distinction with this album is definitely the production. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I have went out of the Willie Will box on this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Cats expect me to do certain types of tracks, you know what I mean? The soul samples, the gritty beats, the underground stuff, you know what I mean? I got a little bit of that on there, but I also stepped out and tried something else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I had the privilege to hear the whole album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know that it's banging. Check it out. Will, tell them where they can get at you. What's the best way to reach you?
Yeah.
If they're a fan of what they're hearing and they want to cop the album,
yeah,
how do they go about that?
Man, you know what I mean? Y'all can go to 3 different places. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got 3 different places now.
Yeah.
Y'all can hit me on MySpace, myspace.com/ It's Willie Will. ITSWYLLIEWILL.
Man, that's a new page, man.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all can hit me at Facebook. You know what I mean? Facebook.com/ Willie Will. WYLLIE, not Y, WYLL. You know what I mean? And I don't even do this, but y'all can Twitter me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't Twitter. You know what I mean? But y'all can hit me on the Twitter.
I'm still not hip on Twitter.
You mean my email will tell me so and so is now following you on Twitter,
yeah,
and then I holler back at you, man. It's nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't just be on there following people or searching for nobody. Or y'all can just email me, man. Hit me at willywill425@gmail.com.
All right, you know what that's mean? What's up. And yeah. Will,
yo,
we gonna go out with one song from the new album.
Ooh,
what's the song you wanna play? One of the singles you wanna?
What man, do you want to well, leave man, with? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to push the single, man. Promoting the album, new album, Rhyme and Reason. My single's called Turn It Around. Y'all check this out, man. You know what I mean? Brand new Willie Will, 2009,
yeah.
Rhyme and Reason.
Yeah.
Turn It Around, fam.
When's it coming out for him, too?
Man, June. You know what I mean? June 2nd, 2009. You know what I mean? Y'all rush to iTunes. Y'all rush to MySpace. Y'all rush, you know what I mean? Wherever you buy your music at and get that new Willie Will, Rhyme and Reason.
Yeah. Right,
Willie Come Will, on. Rhyme and Reason, Turn
y'all
It Around.
Of that king.
Let's go.
Never too late. Never too late to turn it around. Let's get it in. Hey. You spend every single day doing what you wanna, but God's wondering when are you gonna turn it around. You copping that bread, but are you able to make the spirit rise from the dead? Every minute of every day, you getting them chips, chasing the cutie with the booty. Look how she twisting them hips. You mesmerized by the bedroom eyes, she licking them lips. Till you feel disrespected, time to stick in the clip. Yeah, you the baddest, you glad that you earned the title. But to get it, you spit on God and spurn the Bible. Giving your heart and giving your soul over the worthless idol. Spending your life turning God to your eternal rival. But what benefit is it when it's done and it's over? You had your fun and now you're standing in front of Jehovah. Cause Christ is coming back. He's either coming or reward you and take you into his glory. You're coming to scold you.
You spend every single day doing what you wanna, but God's wondering when are you gonna turn it around. Turn it around. Life as a heathen. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Yeah, yeah.
So you the boss lady, you ain't that next chick, and you really ain't the one to be messed with. You getting money, staying fresher than the Fresh Prince. Floss on them broads until they get the message. Diamond necklace, new shiny Lexus. Who wanna sex this? Brick bread or exit? You work the pole like a pro, steady getting dough, oblivious to the condition of your soul. Bow, broke, sin soaked. Furthermore, you don't know where you go when you croak. Whoa, don't let your whole life burn to the ground. Lil' mama, it ain't too late to turn it around. Cause every person is
you wanna. But God's wondering when are you gonna turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Yeah, yeah. You always got a chance as long as you're breathing. You don't have to live life as a heathen. Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Yeah, yeah.